Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? Before we go into the episode proper, just a few bits of housekeeping. One, thank you everyone who's a Patreon subscriber. Hopefully you enjoy those top five episodes. We had the episode last week with Greg Larson that went into the main feed. More of episodes like that on the Patreon feed. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. A really great one with Jen Fricker up this week about sad songs. Also, if you are interested, I am going to be selling, you know how we did those 10 live streams earlier in the year? I'm going to sell all of them. You can own all of them and not just have them like disappear after 24 hours. They're all going to be up on December 1 for the month of December. They're $50 each. A whole bunch of amazing people came and did those ones. So we have people like Ross Noble, Kitty Flanagan, Tim Minchin, Ursula Carlson, Beth Stelling, Gareth Reynolds, Will Anderson, Do Go On, Dum Dum Club Boys, all of these people and even more. So make sure you head over to joshell.com.au and buy them December 1. They'll be dropping. Please enjoy this episode. Make sure you do watch Arnie Donner's show on Netflix, Arnie Donner's Big Old House of Fun. It is so great. It looks so great. It's so funny. And I watched it all in one sitting. Brilliant. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. I'll see you next week. Bye. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the podcast, we have a bumper edition. Let's introduce the guests. We'll just go straight through. Let's introduce first guest. Let's introduce Michelle Brazier. Hurrah! Yay!
Hurrah! Oh my goodness.
Hi,
wow.
Michelle. How you doing?
It's an honour. It's a dream, and I accept.
Great. Also joining us is a man who last time he was on the show wasn't quite himself. Can you please welcome, it's Ben Russell. Hey.
Hello, my name's Ben Russell.
Great. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing splendidly. How are you?
Before the podcast, you said that you've had a massive week and you're a mover and shaker in this town.
Yeah, let's just say that this is not the only podcast that I'm doing today, so.
Also joining us, first time in a long time, can you please welcome back? It's Demi Lardner. Ha ha.
Hey. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, Demi, you little plum goblin. I think she's frozen. We'll let her back in. This is fun. This is going to be a fun podcast. And also joining us, rounding out this group, I think this is the only podcast that they've done ever. So I have the exclusive. Can you please welcome, it's the boys from Auntie Donna. It's Broden, Mark and Zach. Yay.
Broden.
Oh, sorry.
Broden.
Early in the morning, I got, my ass is full of farts.
Oh, and that's Mark. Mark's pretty farty today, Josh. I'm sorry. I should have told you before the podcast. Mark's been farty, and every podcast we've done on this press tour, he's been farting left, he's been farting right. It's really, really, really embarrassing.
Oh, careful, I'm going to shit my pants.
Is that true that this is the only podcast that you guys have ever done?
I think
ever,
so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Until 2 weeks ago, when we then committed to every single podcast in Australia.
You're not doing my podcast.
That was,
well, you haven't asked, Michelle, unless you have, and I didn't respond, which is very likely.
I don't have a podcast.
That makes sense then.
Mm. You should.
Do you want mine, Michelle?
I should. Should I? Oh yeah, I'd love it.
Okay.
Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? Who knows who tweeted it?
This is why you don't have a podcast. This is why.
My name's Broden Kelly, and I don't like mucking around.
Oh, shut up! Everyone, shut up! This is my podcast.
Broden doing a bit of brand.
I'd like to take over from Braz because I think she's doing a really mucky job of the Joshua podcast.
Oh, women supporting women. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
This Demi. I'm going to take over. Welcome to Who I Am, where we come piss and we piss come. All right. Who wants to hear a tweet?
I do.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Here's a tweet Fuck you. My name's Josh Hill.
Love this. And I think that the listeners also love seven people talking over the top of each other. And I think that's what podcasts should be in the future.
Can I sing a song?
Yes, at the end. At the end.
It's 10 in the morning and Demi's drinking Coke. Demi's drinking Coke. Demi's drinking Coke.
Anyway, go on. 10 in the morning and Demi's drinking Coke.
Demi's drinking Coke. Demi's drinking Coke.
We are doing this at 10 in the morning, and I woke up early this morning and saw that Demi had been tweeting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Demi's here.
So I thought, maybe she's been up all night and she might not make the podcast, but she's here.
No,
Coke.
Josh. All Josh. Right. No.
Our first game. Our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'm going to read out updates by the six of you. Now, Auntie Donna, you tweet together, so you're going to be playing this first round as a team. Okay? If you know who tweeted these tweets, your names are your buzzers. Oh. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So you can't lose any points.
Can you get bonus points for guessing which of the Donnas did the tweet?
Oh. I could get so many bonus points for that.
All right, we'll do that then.
Yeah,
okay?
I think I can guess who done it.
All right.
I can't just guess.
I probably won't be able to remember if I did it.
You
or
all
not.
Look the same to Ben.
Here we go.
Ben, there are 43 people on this podcast. If you do impressions of us, it's going to be too much.
It's going
to
fall apart.
I know for a fact that's the precipice.
My name's Zach.
All right, first question is this one. The clarinet is just saxophone for virgins. Who wrote that?
That's fantastic.
Ben. Mark.
Oh, I heard Ben first.
I like Zach just critiquing. Zach just critiquing the tour. Oh, that's quite good.
Oh, that's quite
clever, that one.
I think it's Michelle Brazier.
You are correct, Ben Russell. Point there
Thank
for Ben
so
Russell.
Thank you so much, Zach. Thank you.
Fuck yes!
Sorry, I spoke over you. Ben, did you say Michelle?
I did.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to not speak over people. I'll speak when spoken to. I'm so sorry. I've ruined the whole fucking podcast.
Now it's bad.
I think
now
it's bad
because of me.
It is bad now.
Zach, did it, yeah. Zach made him do
bad. Don't need the first one, Zach. We can get it back.
Do you guys remember
the
when
problem
Zach
happened at
ruined
conception.
This podcast?
Yeah, I'm furious with Zach.
I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, man, I thought that was just me being negative, but you've confirmed it now.
No, it's real. It's real, Zach.
This is real.
You did a really bad job.
Question.
A real problem.
Question number two. What if, instead of just a noise, your butthole yelled fart?
Michelle.
Zach.
Yes, Michelle.
Is it Demi?
That is Demi, yes. A point there for Michelle.
You can't just use stuff that is already just clearly me, Josh.
The most Demi tweet I've ever heard in my life.
I went through all your tweets,
Demi. Such a Demi tweet.
All of them.
My buzzer is not being respected in this game, and I'm getting mad.
I'm sorry, I just
shut
want
up,
to show, Mark.
I've been first both times.
Allegations of fraud in this podcast.
This is fucking rigged.
Count the votes.
All right, next question. Every fucking TikTok dance looks the fucking same.
Mark.
Michelle.
Yes, yes, Mark. I heard Mark first.
Wait, I don't know if I'm allowed to answer this one because I know who it was.
Who was it?
It was us, but it was Zach.
Yes, you dipshit. So you don't get a point.
Yes, you dipshit.
Yes, you dipshit.
I don't know how the game works and I don't care.
Buzz, me? Was it me?
Yes.
Hey, Zach, guess what?
What?
You didn't ruin this podcast. Mark did.
Mark,
no, fuck you. I'm playing really
Mark
well.
Ruined.
I didn't. I don't tweet that much.
Shut
so
up,
for
Mark.
Me, it's eat my fucking ass. Eat my fucking ass.
What is the breakdown of the Auntie Donna boys on Twitter? Who handles
this?
The
is
Twitter
the breakdown
mostly?
Here. You're watching. It.
I would say I would say 70% Zach, 20% Broden. 9% Sam and 1% Mark would be my guess. Is that accurate? Higher percentage of Broden.
Yeah. On election day, I was sitting here all freaked out, and then Mark got on our Twitter account and just started going, "Hands up if you've ever done a fart." And it was really, really funny. So like Mark's like he doesn't tweet a lot, but when he tweets, he fucking tweets.
I tweet, baby. It was like, be honest.
Me and Broden don't own a 50% share on our own in the Twitter. But if we came together, the board couldn't block any decisions we make.
All right, next tweet. I'm going to have a go for Prime Minister. Who's that?
Ben. Zach Ben.
I heard Mark.
Yeah, Ben.
You think Ben?
I would say that was Ben.
It was Michelle Brazier there. Point there.
Oh,
suck it.
Oh, so you didn't guess a woman. Wow.
No, because I'm a sodgy boy.
Soggy sodge.
Interesting.
A little sodgy sodge. Would you guys vote for me?
Yes.
What's your platform?
Policies, Michelle? Yeah. Really?
What are my policies?
Yeah.
Everyone gets a dog if they want one.
I want.
I think that
and
is
healthcare, free yes. healthcare, and as well,
healthcare for the
housing.
Dog. Healthcare for the dog.
Healthcare for the dog.
Have you costed it at Treasury?
It's free. Yeah.
Have you gone to the Treasury and knock, knock? How much are the dogs going to cost?
It's free.
What about unemployment and homelessness?
We're $1 trillion in debt right now, Michelle.
What about reconciliation?
Universal basic income and reconciliation.
That's fantastic. I'm all for the concept.
You can't have a sorry day, little white boy.
I want another sorry day.
No, little white boy, you don't get a sorry day.
Excuse me.
I want a sorry day for me, and I want a second birthday, Michelle.
You can have a second birthday.
Debbie's turned into Veruca Salt.
I want it now.
Next question. I just panic bought 100 bags of cum.
Demi.
Yes, Demi. Yes,
Demi. Ben.
Yes. Yes, you are correct. A point there for Demi.
The cum still has not come.
It's still not come in the mail.
I can see
if ever there was a like an ABC documentary in 30 years looking at this era of Australian comedy, you best hope that ABC's okay with cum, because there has to be at least a half episode on that. I mean, I remember seeing Fancy Boy with their buckets of cum, and I knew cum had finally arrived. I mean, there'd been cum murmurings before that. Donna had made some cum references, but now cum was here.
All right, next question. Look out for my new character, Stephen Blowjobs.
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
Is it Demi?
No, that's Ben that again.
Oh,
Ben.
Man, I very wish good. It was me.
You want to hear Stephen? Stephen Blowjobs.
Stephen Blowjobs?
Imagine a world where a blowjob fits in the palm of your hand.
Can I make a suggestion for costume? Can you have the Steve Jobs turtleneck but with a hole in the neck there so you can pull it up and just have...
I need to tell you guys, I didn't realize it was a play on Steve Jobs. I thought it was just a man.
You know what I thought Stephen Blowjobs was going to be? This is how I would have done. Oh, I love blowjobs. Oh, I love blowing people and getting blown. I'm Stephen Blowjobs.
Hey, my name's Stephen Blowjobs. No relation to Steve Jobs. Not at all. We're not the same at all. I like gold.
Blow is hyphen. It's not my middle name.
I do not like technology. I am an Amish man.
Demi's broken.
She's broken.
Next question. Jeff Buckley trending, fearing the worst.
Demi.
Yes, Demi.
Michelle?
No, that was Auntie Donna.
Fuck
Point
you.
There for Auntie Donna.
Oh, thank
hey,
God.
Josh, fuck you.
That's
hey,
a good
Josh,
one.
That was Auntie
fuck
Donna.
You.
That's not Josh's fault, Demi.
Yeah.
No, it's Josh's
Guess
fault. Fuck
Zach.
You, Josh.
Yeah, fuck you, Josh. I think Demi's got a point now that I think about it.
Next question, a bit of a long one. Aesop have just released candles. For $135, you can have yourself a candle in this, the year 2020, a beautiful candle to light the recession and death for only $135. $135.
Zach.
Thank you, Aesop, for this candle.
Mark.
Yes, Zach.
Michelle.
Yes, you are correct. And I'm
I tweaked
in for
very well. That was very well.
Really?
And then I wrote a song about a girl who kills her mother to get her inheritance so she can buy the Aesop candle. And then I didn't release it in time. And now it's not
I think
relevant.
I heard that on Triple J Unearthed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's getting a couple of spins.
This is from Michelle Brazier about a girl who does something. I forgot the story.
Can I task one of you guys? I think a Ben Russell could really pull this off, but maybe Michelle, it's between you. Can you create a character who always comes up with the best like parody songs or the best online sketches for trending things, but never pulls it together in time? It's always just a day late. Oh, that would have done really well.
Do a collab.
Yeah, we'll do a project. Do you want to start with Kony 2020?
He's still out there.
Still there.
He is.
Go get that Gal Gadot with her Imagine.
Next question. Where is pussy on the food pyramid?
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Demi.
Yes, you are correct. To point
Nina
Michelle.
Nina Oyama.
Yes. That's a good tweet.
Yeah. Nina Oyama. That is
Whoa,
a good
what,
Nina tweet.
What, Ty Tom? The door was already closed.
Oh, he was doing a good. That was a good fake tire.
No, it wasn't.
Tom.
It wasn't closed. Okay, I'm sorry for leaving the door open and also screaming.
Last night. I'm so tired.
Okay, everyone's making fun of you for being tired.
Oh no! Big night driving my big truck.
I've got to be up for my clown training.
Oh, so hard. Top Walker is good.
I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, sorry. Was your boyfriend up late night streaming, Demi?
It's
and now
10
he's, and now he needs
he's
his
too
rest.
Tall. Tell him I've had enough.
Tell him to get up.
Tell him to go back to France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking clown piece of shit.
Pretend he's like you're an old Frenchman.
Oh. Next question. Paul Blart Moon Cup.
Ben.
Mark.
Zach.
Yes, Ben.
Michelle.
No, that was Demi. A point there for Demi.
Wait, I don't remember doing any of this, Josh. You're making shit
Demi,
up.
Demi, you're very funny on Twitter.
Yeah, oh, good... Mark, that sounded very mean. But
no, these are really
no,
good.
You meant it.
Paul
I said
Bart
it sounded...
Moon Cup?
No, she's right. Mark, how's this sound? Mark, you're very funny on Twitter.
That sounds real. That sounds like a lovely compliment, you fucking prick.
Learned how to take a joke, mate.
Speaking of jokes, next tweet. The arts in this country is very important. Imagine a world without Shane Jacobson on every TV show and
Michelle.
Movie. Shocking. Yes,
ben
Michelle.
Russell.
Yes, it was Ben. Michelle.
I do have a big. I've got a vendetta against Shane Jacobson.
I thought
no
that was a.
Whatsoever.
I would have thought that was a
tall
Donna
poppy
Sam
syndrome. Yeah, you dick.
No, I just like. Ben. I just enjoy seeing him on everything. That's the thing.
I worked with him once.
Uh-oh, don't tell. Please don't tell him.
See, Auntie Donna, if the ABC, instead of Netflix, picked up your show, Shane Jacobson could have been the Weird Al Yankovic
guy. He would have been EP.
I think if it was a Channel 7 show, I think our show, if it was on Channel 7, would be hosted by Shane Jacobson.
Yeah. Or Kenny would have turned up in every second sketch.
If it was Channel 10, it would have been hosted by Osha. Which would be sexy and slick.
If it's Channel 10, it would have had a live element.
Yeah.
Tommy Little would have been in there at least.
Let's get on back to our house.
Our last question for this round should be easy. Retweet if you've ever done a fart. Be honest.
Michelle.
Demi.
Yes, Michelle.
Donna.
Yes, it was Auntie Donna. And
it
who?
Was Mark.
And which of the Auntie Donna? And it was Mark.
Sorry.
That was a
Sorry.
Listening and comprehension question.
Yeah, we did it.
At the end of that round, the scores are Demi Lardner on 2 points. Ben Russell on 2 points. The Auntie Donna boys on 2 points. But in the lead on 6 points, it's Michelle Brazier.
Congratulations.
I listen and I learn.
Congratulations.
All right,
Michelle's
this round.
Got that great quality that is great for these sorts of podcasts where she keeps it funny but also wins. She's the Ed Cavalier of today.
Ooh, burn.
This round is called 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Now, we've all had jobs. Some of them are good. Some are not so good. In this round, we're talking about one of those ones that wasn't so good. And today we're talking about a young Demi Lardner. Now, when Demi was working long hours at Hungry Jack's, she would get a bit sleepy. So what would she do to give herself a bit of a wake-up? Was it A, she would get a large Coke container and fill it up entirely with the post-mix Coke syrup, none of the soda water in it, and put some ice in it.
Oh my
and she
God.
Would drink one of these each shift and put off going to the dentist for years. Was it B?
All of the above.
I was just going to...
She would drench her pants with water and then go stand in the walk-in freezer until her pants froze. Aww. She would then work the rest of the shift... with frozen pants. Or C, she would put tomato slices inside of her socks. It was so gross and uncomfortable that she would stay alert for the entire shift.
They all
now,
seem normal.
One of these
for Demi?
Is true. Now, you can ask Demi as many questions as you want. But bear in mind, Demi wants you to get this wrong so she gets your points.
I'm so stressed about this.
Now,
so
Auntie,
here's the
Auntie
thing.
Donna, you're no longer playing as a team, okay?
Right.
Okay. You're now individuals.
I think I know.
So it's on.
Floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Right. Here's the thing. Here's my concern or issue, knowing Demi quite well, but that A is the most believable. A is the thing I can see someone finding themselves in that situation where they need that much sugar. That holds no... no weight in this game with Dem.
I think, like, my instinct is to move away from ones where you've written for a reason. Like, she is pointless mayhem. Like, I once saw her in Edinburgh take a badge and just, like, drive it through her belly button skin just for no reason. Like, just to watch the world burn. She really is the Joker of comedy. And
the issue is the B and C are so ridiculous, but when put onto Demi, very believable.
The pants freeze like, sounds really
like,
funny.
Like Zach said,
I don't like to be known. I don't like to be this.
So unpredictable.
Like Zach said, it has to be A, right? It has to be A. There's no way it's A. There's no way
it could be A. It could be A. Who knows what's not on the list? See, she could have drunk like post-mix Coke and then also just wore burger patties in her hat.
When you said this, like, I imagined her putting her hand in the deep fryer. In the deep fryer. That's what I thought it was going to be. And I would have been like, yeah, that. Probably.
I reckon it's pants freezing.
Pants freezing.
It's pants freezing too. We can ask her questions, is that right?
Demi, how often did you do this thing? Was it every shift? Was it once or twice? How regularly did you do it?
Probably about, I worked at Hungy J for like, I think it was...
Not long based on this.
They told me that I might be get fired for steel burger ring, but then I told my mum to, I wanted to... All right, just really quickly, I'll just tell you the reason that I left Hungy J was because I was really excited to go with my boyfriend, Dylan McLean, to see Paul Blart Mall Cop at the cinema. And so I told my mum that the managers were nasty to me and she called up and quit for me. And so I only worked there for about 9 months.
Okay, yeah.
And nobody, I don't think anybody ever really noticed that I did this thing, but nobody ever really noticed anything.
Because did you tell anyone about
it? How regularly did you do it?
No, I didn't do it every day. I think I did it about five or six times.
And was it your little secret, or were other people aware that you were doing it?
Well, I think they probably noticed, but but I didn't overtly tell them that, hey, do you know what's a good trick? Is this?
Yeah, a pants.
I'm gonna needle in on B because A and C, I can see how you could do that covertly. With B, when you're freezing, tell me, like, walk me through that process.
The frozen
of
pants.
Getting your pants wet, getting into the freezer. How do you do that? Are you pantless for a time, or are you
No. There's a pressure. So when you're washing the containers and stuff at Hungy J, there's like a pressure hose. You know these ones where you clean the you know the ones that go like this. So it'll kind of just penetrate your clothes as soon as it, like, touches them. So you just kind of spray your legs because the floor's always wet anyway with, like, burger slime. So, like, you just spray your legs, you walk into the freezer, and then you wait for a bit.
Okay. And how does the tomato thing work?
Chuck it in sock.
Okay. And walk around.
Walk around tomato sock.
Like that episode of I Love Lucy, you know.
Like the episode of I Love Lucy, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think it's freezer pants.
So Michelle's locking in B. Okay.
I hope it's A.
Zach, what are you locking in?
Look, sometimes I like to be contrary just as a catch-all, but I think I'm going to go freezer pants as
freezer
well.
Freezer pants. Broden, what do you think? Ben.
Oh. I'm going to go freezer pants as well.
And Mark, are you going to go freezer pants as well?
I have to. I have to. I feel peer pressure now.
It is a clean sweep of the board. It was freezer
this
pants.
This is fucking bullshit.
Freezer
this
pants.
Fucking bullshit.
Demi, that is a psycho
bullshit.
Thing to do. And with any other group, they all would not have guessed that you freezer pantsed. But we know you intimately. We've done Edinburgh's together. I've seen you at your worst.
Anyone
and I've
else?
Seen you at your worst than that.
Anyone else, Demi? Any other person that was posed to? Everyone would have said A. I know. Yeah. I know from my experience with you, there is not a possibility it was A. There was no way.
The flaw with the writing is that Josh gave a reason for the first one and the last one. It's like, oh, to stay awake or to do this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She just does shit.
Did you say the flaw with the writing?
Yeah, he's critiquing Josh's podcasting.
Yeah.
Look at this. He gets one Netflix special and he thinks he's...
You should run things past Broden. Like,
you're a hack, Earl. You've always been a hack.
Broden needs to punch things up, I think, in the future. Or and if you need a dramaturg, right. Zach's very good at that stuff. Just don't ever call me.
Yeah, I can help you with just sort of some structural concerns.
And if you need, like, I could watch.
Great. I do need an audience. That's good. All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Demi, you're still on 2 points. Michelle, you're on 7
Josh,
points.
Fuck you.
Everyone else is on 3 points.
Yeah.
You can still win this, Demi. You can still come back.
Hey, Josh, go fuck yourself.
Plenty of questions left, Demi. You'll do well.
Don't be mad at the beneficiary. Be mad at the system, Demi.
Okay.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If things are a lie, you'll say nah. A point if you get it right. A point to the person who the
and
fact
the Donna's
may
can't answer
may not
once
be
for me.
If you're incorrect. No, it's individual.
Free for all, mate.
Oh, here we go.
Now to Demi, Broden here was cast as the school bully in a Channel 10 show, but the shoot day clashed with his Year 12 English exam, so he turned it down. Yeah or nah?
I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care. It is for a point, Demi. Okay.
I don't care about this. I don't care. I don't care.
See, she does. There's no reason for what she does.
I think there's some clear reasoning behind being a sore loser.
Do you need to go hop in the freezer for a bit, Demi?
I didn't drink enough of my Coke. I'm feeling
I reckon
I'm
you drank
nasty.
The Coke as well. I reckon you drank the Coke and you got in the freezer.
I didn't know. I only tasted the syrup. I only tasted the syrup.
You don't seem like a little boy who's just tasted
so
the syrup.
You didn't swallow it. You tasted it, spat it out.
Tasted it and spat it out. I did not. What's a funny thing to say in the president voice? I didn't come on the woman. You
Which
know?
President voice is
That's
that?
What he said.
That President Clint Hillary.
Yeah.
I didn't come on my woman. So I think that Broden probably went to school. Was that the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he probably just went to school.
You are correct, Demi. He was a good boy and he went and did his Year 12 English exam.
How'd that work out for you, mate? Broden.
Yeah. I regret it. Why? I was for Elephant Princess. I was cast as the lead bully in the Elephant Princess on Channel 10. Chris Hemsworth's in it and all these other fucking people are in it. And I was like, oh, I've got my English exam. So I didn't do
That's
the show.
Insane.
Like, what a fucking idiot.
Margot Robbie was
what
in it.
What the fuck was I doing?
You could have married Margot Robbie.
So you're slumming it with a fucking alt comedy group. Fucking best we'll ever get is... I like them, and you could have been the fucking, Ant-Man about now.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, you would have been Ant-Man.
You could have been Ant-Man.
You could have been Ant-Man.
You could have been sitting down with your agent going, you know what, I'm always playing Ant-Man. I want to do a Scorsese,
you could be
and
the,
I can afford to do a war, to do cheap.
You could be the Joker right now.
You could be
I got
Joker.
Asked the other day
you
as
could
well
be joke.
To audition for a Hemsworth movie. And I turned that down too because we're doing Netflix press. So that's probably...
Broden, can you talk... Could you list off more opportunities that you've received?
I'm just saying, I'm a fucking idiot.
Just completely blown.
But also, I'm awful at audition. So I'm like, I wouldn't have been in that show.
All right, give us an audition right now.
Get out of my fucking house.
Can we just start who you are, who represents you, and then go with the lines? Thanks, Broden.
Thanks,
Broden.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Broden Kelly, BGM agency.
I'm happy to read opposite you both.
What the fuck are you doing with her?
You know that she's my girl.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
We're just looking for someone a bit taller.
One time.
Hey, guys, I just want you all to know that I just turned down Hemsworth movie too.
Well, I want you guys to know that.
They call me on the telephone. They say, I love Netflix.
I didn't turn down the movie. I turned down the offer to audition.
Broden Kelly is offer only, and he was offered the Hemsworth movie, and he said no.
I got asked to be Nutty Professor 3, and no one said yes.
Someone said, you get to smooch. They said, Zach, you get to smooch all the Hemsworths. And yep. I said, no, thank you. Not for audition, thank you.
All right, Broden, you didn't get a point there, but you can get a point here. So, to Broden, Ben's first serious girlfriend took him to church. And at first, Ben thought it was really cool because there were bands and everyone was really happy. But halfway through, all the adults started talking in tongues. And Ben knew then that religion and this girl were not for him.
What church?
Yeah or
what
nah?
What church, Ben?
Balcata Church. I don't True. Really remember. It's one of those big cunts.
True. Margaret Court ones. One of them fucked Perth Margaret Court ones.
Yeah.
You gonna say true, Broden? Yeah. You are correct. Yeah. It was true. Yeah, so it's true story. Yeah.
Fucking Perth. They started to, like, it was huge and so big production values. And I was like, wow, this is like a bloody rock concert. And then they started talking gibberish. And I was like, nah, I'm gone. This is it. I already do this. I know this improv game. This is called
you're like,
subtitles.
You're like, I hate indoctrination. I hate people who say a certain way is the only way to do it. That's fucked. I'm going to improv school.
Yeah, guys, I'm an atheist.
Perth's like
so
full, there will be blood, isn't it? Perth is just full. It's just like Bogan, there will be blood.
I think there will be blood is Bogan, there will be blood. Isn't
yeah,
it?
That's true. I drink your milkshake, mate. Get the fuck out of here.
I've abandoned my boy.
I'm finished, cunt.
No, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, right? If you get in at the right point in the market, I was reading Barefoot Investor, you can drink all their milkshakes, mate. You just got to get in at the right point. You don't want to buy at the top of the market, mate.
That Paul Dano's got a funny head, doesn't he?
This is a 12 podcast.
All right, to Ben. When Zach here was a small boy, for Mother's Day, his class were to make clay cups for their mothers. Zach's was okay, but a girl in his class did an amazing one. It was so good that Zach stole it when it was drying and gave it to his own mother. She loved it and still has it in the house, and every time Zach sees it, he feels immense guilt, but he has never confessed. Yeah or no? Nah?
Who's that to? Is that Ben?
That's about
what
Zach
was it,
to Ben.
Zach?
What's
what
this?
Was it?
It was a cup.
What was the cup of?
So my one had mum written on it, and I'd written it M-O-M because I thought it would be like cool because I'd just seen that they'd spelt it like that in America. And her one, and it looked good, like I think, and her one had M-U-M and looked nice, and I regretted the M-O-M. So I just
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? You are correct. Zach is a very good boy. Would never do that. Yes.
I'm a good boy.
He'd have too much anxiety about it. He'd be flipping
would
out.
Fuck me up. He would fuck me up. I would just
start
be,
a podcast.
I'd be tossing and
turning
in bed.
Trying to find a woman to return her cup to her.
He'd start
placing
crying.
The cup on the grave of the mother it was intended for.
The only part of the story that isn't like believable is that it's still there. Because I would just like, I would. It would be like the beating heart. Yeah. Like, I could see a situation where that happens. But no, just I would see the cup every day. I'd see, sooner like bury the cup.
I'm gonna guess
there's three people on this podcast who have stolen stuff and three people who have never stolen stuff.
What am I?
Never.
I'm going to say never stolen something, Michelle.
Boy.
I'm going to say Zach has never stolen something. I'm also going to say Broden has never stolen something. And I'll say the other three, so Mark, Ben, and Debbie have stolen stuff.
Fuck you and correct.
Yeah, that's actually correct.
Yeah, very go true. Fuck yourself and well done, cunt. Yeah.
Very true.
I think that's really unfair, but it is also quite...
Makes a lot of sense, yes.
I've stolen plenty of hearts.
Fuck off.
Doesn't count, you fucking dweeb.
All right, now to Zach. This question is for you. Now, when Michelle... Her dad was her primary school vice principal, and once, when her friend was over playing, every time Michelle's dad entered the room, the friend would start crying because she was so nervous. Michelle then made her dad go outside for the rest of the play date, so he just sat in the car and listened to the radio until the kid got picked up.
Listen to the trucks.
Yeah or nah?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I just realised I don't think I know what your dad's job.
He was...
So
he,
that makes it... What's that?
I have to tell you this, even if it's a lie, but he was vice principal of my school.
Yeah, okay. That's very believable. My mum was the librarian, and she was one of the, like one of the, I don't want to say this about mum, I love mum, but she was one of the ones that you'd get sent to if you were naughty, kind of thing.
So, like, so was my dad. I got threatened to send, I'm going to send you to your dad all the time.
Yeah, so I know that. I know that dynamic, crying. I also know that you would do that. You will go outside for 4 hours now. But the actual crying element.
It wasn't me crying. Like, it was Rebecca crying.
Yeah, it was the friend crying. Because I also think there's a bit of a... even when you're seven, there's like a bizarre thrill.
A bizarre thrill.
Why did the kid cry? How old were they? Like, what was...
We were like 11.
What was the vibe? You're 11? And what was the vibe?
He wasn't even cranky, but he was the person that you'd get sent to. So he was just...
I'm going to go with false, and I'll tell you why, because I think that the perverse thrill of seeing a teacher out of school is so surreal, even if they're the mean teachers, like, ha-ha, they're in normal clothes in the kitchen, fixing themselves a sandwich. So Zach, I don't think they cried. I'm going to go false.
You are correct. Yes, it was a false story. Well played. Well played.
Are you a detective?
No, I just tap into my own truth, and my own truth says no one's crying.
All right, so to Michelle. Now, Mark once injured his foot and had to have a doctor come to his house. The doctor said he needed to rest it for 3 weeks. And Mark very earnestly said, I cannot do that, doctor, because I'm in a play where I play a character called Stomping Pete. Yeah or nah? Yeah. You can ask him questions or you don't need to.
I believe that.
You don't
that.
Need to.
100%.
Michelle, you are correct. That is a true story, yes.
Do you remember when you guys got in big trouble for doing Stompin' Pete when a man was trying to talk about like his dead dad or something downstairs?
Yes!
No. What happened was, I'll tell you what happened there, was we're in Edinburgh and we're doing this fucked afternoon show every day with Ben Russell, Alistair, Tremblay Burchell, and a bunch of others. I think Andy was doing it as well. And we were like, we have a usual set that we did, which had like, you know, trendy cafe and all our, some of our hot, you know, a normal midday show set that we have. And then we get on one day and we're like, oh, let's do something a bit different. Let's do this sketch we've just been thinking about doing. I can't remember what it was called. Stomp clap. What was it called? Stomp clap something. What was the other one?
Click.
Stomp, clap, click, right?
It's like, I'm clicking Rick and I'm clapping.
I'm clapping Sam or whatever. Hand, and then I come out, I'm stomping Pete and stomp on the ground, right? And so we get on there and so we open the show that way. We'd never done it that way before, right? And as we're doing it, we look over and Ben and a few other comics are like, they look like they're stressing out. They're like freaking out. We're like, that's weird. It's going well. And so we're doing it and whatever. And we're stomping and we're clapping, clicking. And then the show finishes. And then we get pulled aside by the guy who runs it. And he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, we got a noise complaint from the act downstairs, from the show downstairs. Whenever you guys come on midday, you're making a lot of noise and it's during a rape scene in the play, full on scene. And he's like, and then I forgot to tell you. And then you came out and changed the set to one where you're stomping. So now it looks like they came to us, went, can you tone it down? I said, okay. And then what? And then behind the curtains, we went, nah, fuck them. We're going to dial it up to 11.
It was literally that day. It was awful. Also, it was the worst.
But then, yeah, he got a soldier's injury from this character, and he had to change the character to Raspberry Bart, who blows raspberries like a fart.
Blows raspberries. So it's like, it's a thing called soldier foot, where I think I either bruise or tore all the ligaments in the bottom of my feet, and it was in the middle of comedy festival. And yeah, I said to the doctor, we don't cancel shows. Auntie Donna just doesn't cancel shows. We don't do it. And I was like, I am going on stage tonight, but I won't be stomping.
I remember he sat us down. We'll get a coffee before every show to sort of check in about the show before and talk about the show that's coming. And he sat us down and he goes, guys, I've got some bad news. I can't do Stomp and Pete anymore. I have come up with a backup plan. His name is Raspberry Bart. He does raspberries like a fart. I know this is a compromise, but I just need to make sure you're okay with it. You need to understand this wasn't my first choice, but the doctor said I had to do Raspberry Bart. He does raspberries like a fart.
Upon a consultation with a GP, I am no longer going to be doing the character Stomping Pete. The doctor suggested maybe a Raspberry Bart type character.
Can you imagine if Raspberry Bart was the breakout character from Auntie Donna? Like, you went off solo, just doing Raspberry Bart. You know, you go on another podcast where you talk about the process of where it came from. You have to tell this story earnestly.
Yeah.
Just go, yes, it was then that I truly, like, became Raspberry Bart.
Mark, what did we do for the last day of that particular showcase show?
That particular showcase show, what we did was all the comics switched sets.
I fucking remember that, and I remember Zach coming up and trying to do didn't you try and host the fucking show, Zach?
Yes,
and
I did, because
laughing.
He
couldn't stop laughing.
I thought the whole game was no one would do any prep. We would get up and just do each other's sets from memory, and it would be fucked. That's what I thought the game was. I thought the game was like, wouldn't it be funny if we all get up there and don't remember anything and the audience is sitting there like, what the fuck? And then it's like payback to them because they're doing free fringe.
So
they should go pay for
so
a show.
Funny.
That's what I thought the game was. And then, like, I knew as we were walking towards the venue and I saw Mark just, like running through Alistair Tremblay.
I was doing Ben's set.
Oh, you were doing Ben's, and he was, like, going, like, doing his Owen Wilson and, like, running through it. And I was like, I've made a terrible mistake here. This is more like a dick-swinging contest. I've come to a dick-swinging contest.
You know how much money we made that day? We made €2.
We made €2.
Everyone walked out without maintaining eye contact at all, silently.
And this is why we need the arts back, people. We can't survive with the arts shut down.
Being back.
We need that €2.
Edinburgh Fringe.
All right, so a point there for Michelle. Okay, so to Mark now.
Yeah.
Now, Demi here used to receive...
Oh, great. Yeah, Mark will never get this.
Demi used to receive quite a few dick pics. So what she would do is Photoshop little worms coming out of the eye of their penises and send them back. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that was true. Yeah, point there for Mark.
The best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It's just
Demi.
An assault of my character being on this podcast.
No, that's fantastic.
Your character is an assault.
These are the stories you sent through.
I only heard that one recently, actually. I don't know where I... I don't remember how I heard that, but that's been in the ether for the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Mark would probably be the only one that that knew it for sure, but I reckon anyone else would have fucking guessed.
We all
it
knew
anyway.
It for sure, Demi.
Yeah.
I'd not heard that story, but I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
No, they would have
been
like,
because if you had the idea to make the lie, you would then just do the idea.
There's nothing stopping
the thing about
you.
Demi. This is the thing about Demi. If she's had the idea, she's done it.
The real tragedy in that would be if you weren't good at Photoshop, you had this great idea to have worms coming out of dick pics, and I just can't do the Photoshop, though. It looks bad. When I do it, it looks really bad. Look, I've done it in MS Paint. Like, yeah.
No, I think everybody, like, if you had asked anyone else, they'd be like, I don't know whether it would have been a worm. She would have done a raspberry pie coming out of the penis because she's so silly.
Also, for the listeners, please do not send, if you want one of these, don't send your dick pic to Demi.
No, I do.
I don't fucking care.
She loves it. She loves putting the little worms in there.
I love putting little worms in there. Send me the whole dick, I'll put a real worm in.
What else
stupid.
Is she doing?
What else am I fucking doing?
Send the whole dick to Lockbag.
Crow's nest.
I mean, there's probably some young listeners here that don't realise that's how they used to do dick pics.
Yeah.
You would send your full dick.
Your whole dick.
Daryl Summers just had a whole P.O. box filled with dick.
And it was always to Crow's nest.
It was always to Crow's nest. You'd send your penis into James and Curly, and sometimes they'd give you a Cold Rock Creamery voucher.
And everyone's talking now. This is the problem. Everyone's sending dick pics left, right, and centre. Back then, you only had one dick.
No.
And if you were cutting off your dick and sending it into a telly show, it meant something.
And first you have to go to the chemist and get him to develop the photos so you can send them off.
Develop the photos, yeah. You have to cut off your dick. You have to send it to Crow's Nest. And all the bloody crows thought it was a little worm. And they'd gobble up your penis, they would.
At the end of that round, the scores are Demi on 3 points. Ben, Broden, Mark and Zach on 4 points, but in the lead on 8 points. It's Michelle.
Wow. I'm so fucking pissed off.
It's all right, Demi. You can still come back. You're only 5 points down. And this one has a bunch of questions.
I refuse. This
is our final round.
No, I want another one.
We're almost there, guys. We're almost there.
You said, she said she wants another one, and it's the final round. You both agree.
And it's the final round. I want another one.
I have to say, I think I'm on to Josh's strategy here. I reckon the first round was just a dummy round, and he was just waiting for us to get tired, and now we're waiting.
Yeah.
As the only parent here, I know how to do it.
We've all been right, let off lead.
Go run round. Yeah.
Man, what if this round is just like questions about like how many times we've done our tax return and stuff, and like it's just really normal stuff. How are we going to guess?
Well, it is called Who Who, Who Who. In this round, I'll read out questions about you six. If you think you know who it's about, you can buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you lose points.
Okay.
You can't buzz in for your own ones. First question is this one. Who here was bullied out of the Scouts?
Broden.
Demi.
Yes, Broden.
Ben Russell.
You are correct. Yes, for Broden, yes.
They made fun because I was an American.
Oh. I would have too. Oh.
What'd they say?
They said, get out of here, American.
No, that's not fucking funny, guys.
I know.
That's racism.
That's racist.
That's really nasty. That's racist.
I'm Prime Minister Ben Russell will get a sorry day.
Okay, so this is why, this frivolous.
I've taken it to Senate. They said yes.
You're an autocrat.
No, I took it to Senate.
You're a populist autocrat, and I don't care for it.
And those.
Can I say, Ben Russell, for what it's worth, I did two sessions of Cubs, and I had to wear jeans. They wouldn't let me wear the Cubs outfit. And I remember I got into a circle, and you do this thing where you get into a circle and you get on a floor and you go dib, 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 dob, 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 dob.
I was a Cub Scout.
And I reckon I was about 8. And, you know, I'm a good boy and I'm a nerd and I'm not cool, but I was just like, this is too much. Yeah. This is the nerdiest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm out of here. And I put on my leather jacket and a motorcycle.
I let a church baptize me once because they had a PlayStation and I didn't.
That's how they get
you. That's how they get you the PlayStation.
I was also once tricked to go on camp, on a Christian camp, because they said, oh, there's a... trampolines in the ground. I want to do that. And then a guy came in who was giving a talk about Christianity and was like, there's a murder out there with a gun and anyone who's not a Christian is going to hell. So if you're not a Christian, this is your time. So everyone close their eyes and if you want to be a Christian, put your hand up. And I was like 12, 13 and was scared. Went, all right, put my hand up. And goes, all right, everyone open your eyes. And there was only three of us with our hands up and they got us. And they went in, took us into a room and they made me a Christian.
Oh my God.
I got convinced to go to a bonfire once. I called my friend. I said, do you want to go to something? He's like, oh, I'm going to a bonfire at my church. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, cool. All right. And then like 5 minutes later, his mum called my mum and was like, I don't think your son wants to go to this. And I was like, no, it'll be fun. So at 12 years old, I made a vow of chastity till marriage. And let me say...
He's kept it up.
Let me say that Zach fucks hard.
Fucks hard, but he's still keeping that vow of chastity.
Let me say, I...
No, I was just going to say Zach's hymen is like a football skin. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to interrupt, but you can go on. You've just got a thick, thick hymen.
No, I was going to go more for it like I renounce that vow, but I can't. Anyway, I was going to go, oh, I'm a virgin. Oh. Like
next.
A fucking 2010 movie.
Next question. Who here once pissed in their partner's boot?
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Mark.
You are correct. Another point there for Broden.
And not her shoe, her car. I want to make
trunk.
That very clear.
I knew about this.
I was thinking boot. I was like, he's pissed in a car, but I think about this
all the time, Mark. I think about this story like weekly at least.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't go anywhere else.
I've explained this.
Just before you explain it again, because I'd love to hear it, I would have said no. I think he did a fart and a cum in the boot and saved the piss for a tree or something like that. That's the only way. That's the only way you wouldn't have done that.
It's a cool story. It's a really fun, cool story. And like, it's
you
a real...
explain it, Broden.
Well,
I
he's driving.
Else
he's driving
it.
Along through the city, and he really needs to go. And like, you know, when it hurts. He's in, you know, Naomi and Mark's Mazda, and they pull into the QV car park, and he's just got to go. He pulls into a car spot. He goes around the back, opens the boot, and pisses into the boot. Doesn't use that as a shield and doesn't piss on the wall or something. Anyway.
What is wrong with you?
This is why I need to explain the story.
So, excuse me. It's my journey.
I trusted you to give it context and nuance.
He's unhealthy. He was sick. He was sick.
No.
Sick people can piss on walls or the ground.
Listen, you idiot!
Piss on the ground like a normal person.
I was going.
Mark, I have been in the same situation and pissed. I've pissed in a car park.
You have not
park.
Been in the same situation, you
I've
fucking dog.
You
no, because
the
situation
the
has not been made clear, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was alone. I was on my way to the doctors. At this time,
I
was
alone.
Very, very sick.
I just said that.
Mm-hmm. He was alone.
Yeah, but yeah, that's some.
He was alone.
He was alone, guys. Don't
right.
even
he was
worry
alone,
about
you guys.
That
so
explains
no, no one
it.
Was there looking at him, so he was
I
alone
go,
and it
I have
matter.
An issue with my bladder where I go from 0 to 100
and
sometimes.
You can't piss on the
I will go from
you,
I will
you
go
can't
from I
don't
need
you
to
don't
piss
know how.
The floor
you
was
think
listen
how,
to the
your
fucking
bladder,
story,
no,
you dumb cunts.
No, because your
listen
bladder gets
to the fucking story.
Your no,
I'm not telling it. I'm not telling it.
I'm hopping back in.
Your bladder gets upset.
I'm hopping back in.
It's only gonna let it go into the back of a car and you can't do it.
You're not listening to the story.
So he was
I
sick.
Know the story. I know that you need to piss in cars. Yeah.
No.
Otherwise, you can't piss.
Mark, yeah. Can I have a word? Mark, can I have a word privately?
Yes, Josh.
Can I have a, Mark,
yes.
Are you okay?
I'm being bullied here, Josh. I'm not
I'm trying to tell the story.
Well, leave the
scout
then.
Hey, guys, this is me and Mark. Everyone else. Mark. Everyone else, mute yourself, please.
Zach's
this
gone. Is,
I'm sorry.
No, it's just two jobs.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah. I invite you on the podcast.
Yes.
And I didn't know it was going to be this silly.
Yeah.
This like people being silly.
You
buggers.
Didn't know.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I would just like to be able to give my pissing in the boot of my girlfriend's car story with all of the explanations it needs, so that people aren't like. Oh, you don't know how to piss on the floor? I know how to piss on the floor, Josh. I'm an expert
don't think
at pissing
you do.
In, on the floor.
Demi, sorry. I'll talk to you in a minute, Demi.
Okay, I'm
this
sorry.
Is Mark,
you're
this
not
is Mark's
in this... We're in a Zoom hangout. We've broken off. Yep. We're in a breakout room.
We're in a breakout
room. Break room. Yep, Michelle, we don't need your input.
I'm the nice
Michelle,
one. It's
Michelle.
My whole thing.
Why are you
Michelle,
so little?
You're being a fucking jerk.
Michelle,
I
can see
down.
You.
I'm tired.
Mark,
it's been
can
a long
I
podcast.
Can I tell the last
do you need
act?
To see
Josh,
your dad right now?
Josh. I don't want to go and see Josh. My dad. He is dead,
yes, Mark.
Josh.
Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, let's kill Michelle. Let's kill Michelle. Let's kill Michelle.
Don't.
Was that what you were going to say, Zach?
No, I was just going to say, Josh, if you could just be quiet for a minute so Mark could tell his story.
Okay.
I'm sorry. God help us
all. Right, let's go.
All.
Let's go, Mark. Let's tell this
all
story.
All I was saying is I was in a position where I was driving my car and I was going to piss my pants. It was happening. Mm-hmm. I had about 90
Your
seconds.
Car?
I had about
Your car?
My car. Mm-hmm. I had 90 seconds before I was going to piss my pants because my bladder went, it's happening now, right?
Okay.
Now, I had to see the doctor, right? I had to see the doctor at QV. I pull into the car park. I pick the first car park I can find because I do not have time. I do not have time. It is coming. The first car park I see is right at the entrance of where cars are coming in and out at a frantic rate. All right? I park the car. I get out. I look around. There are people around me. There are cars going past. I can't just piss onto the wheel of my car or go into a corner because everyone will see. So I open the boot of the car. I put my willy in there. I close it just enough and I piss into the boot of the car.
You closed. Because
I closed
it. Looks like you're fucking your car.
Yeah, it looks like you're fucking your car and your piss is your cum, just like Demi said.
No. You have to understand that it was either that or piss my pants and then go to the doctor. Now you have to know that there's the pressure of me being so sick I cannot afford to miss a doctor's appointment. All right, I had gut health stuff going on, so I couldn't piss my pants, go home and reschedule. All
anyway,
right? That was not an option for me.
Now you
if
will.
I may.
It seems you like can't yeah. Stop pissing in boots.
Anyway, he closes the boot, goes
and
to
the doctor.
Doctor
said, I cannot operate on this boy. He is my son.
Broden?
He closes the boot. He closes the boot. He goes to the doctor. 2 days go past. He's driving along. He's driving along with his partner and another comedian. The comedian they're giving a lift home to says, something smells awful. He says, oh, that's weird. I don't know what that is.
Which comedian was that?
Claire Sullivan. And then he gets home and he gets the car professionally cleaned.
2 days later.
I thought I'd gotten away with it. I was driving it the next day. I was like, hey, it doesn't smell that bad. I don't have to tell my partner I pissed in the boot of her car. Anyway, the day after that, Claire Sullivan said it smells like something's died in here. And I was like, that's weird. I don't know what that is. And then I got
was
the
there
car
bags in the car, in the boot of the car?
Well, the boot was empty.
Could you have pissed? Could you have opened the boot of the car, made it look like you were looking?
I made
the
most rational choice I could at that time. And I challenge any of you in that position to have made a smarter, more ingenious choice. And not have gotten caught. And not have gotten caught. You're not allowed to get caught.
I would have pissed elsewhere.
Yeah.
Where?
In Michelle's PM, you're going to get a national day of boot pissing.
Once, yeah. Can I just say one more thing?
Because I love you.
Once yes, Mark and Zach were on a plane, Mark was having his gut health issues, and the plane was in takeoff, and you know you can't get up. It's the funny. I've heard this third person. But Mark really needed to go to the toilet, and it was like, you know, you can't get up. And as soon as the seatbelt's on, I saw him run down the hallway. It's fucked because he's going through awful health stuff, and it's awful. And I'm sorry I had to go through that. But the funniest part of it for me is that Zach said afterwards, like, I was looking at you, and I prayed for the first time in 20 years.
Oh my god!
I literally prayed. To God. For context, Mark had gut health issues.
Yeah.
There was caught in the tarmac, and I looked over to Mark, and his partner Naomi was holding his hand, and I looked at him and I prayed to God. I prayed.
Dear God.
To God.
A little more context.
Mark piss,
that
I
Mark would not
church.
Shit himself
this,
on the plane.
This wasn't just, I need to go to the toilet. This was, I was in so much pain, I was crying. And I was holding on for dear life to all of my muscles to hold the liquid shit that was about to explode from my ass.
Oh, buddy.
And I looked at the flight attendant with tears in my eyes and said, can I please, please go to the toilet? And she said, absolutely not. Not until we're in the air.
And then, the happy ending is that Virgin went into receivership.
Yeah. So I feel good about the whole experience.
And I've been going to church every Sunday since.
Mark, yeah. how did they fit the car boot on the plane for you to go in?
No, so I went to the toilet there, Demi, because I wasn't, I didn't have the car near me,
but
and I wasn't in QV
like,
parking lot.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like you like doing that, Mark, is going in
you
the
went
toilet.
Out of the plane and open up the baggage, like, where they put all the bags.
Yes.
Did he shit in there, on the plane, and then they flew?
I want you to know, I've had some people say to me, pissing in the boot of the car is the smartest thing I've ever heard. I have had
people who are bullies,
I've been like, that's really clever.
Some people
that's
are
really
stupid.
Clever. Yeah, because he would have bored if you went anywhere else. I consider it a smart choice.
It was a
I consider it a very smart
priority,
choice.
If your first priority is no one sees me pissing, it is a smart choice. If your first priority is I don't want to drive a piss car around forever.
Yeah.
And
I knew I was going to get it cleaned eventually.
Also, if your first priority is, I want to piss in my car.
All right, next question. Demi's Who here took acid and went to the cinema to watch Monsters vs. Aliens?
Mark.
Zach.
I heard Mark.
Ben.
Yes, you are correct, Mark, yes.
How was it, Ben?
Was it a good film?
Yeah, I don't really remember it. on the way there, I was driving. The taxi driver swerved to hit a bird.
Why is this happening? Have you had the acid by then?
Oh yeah. It was.
So are you sure?
Are you sure it happened?
I'm sure it happened, but I didn't know why. I didn't understand why he swerved to hit it.
And then the taxi driver took you on a journey through your entire life.
Started flying.
And you could see all time as a concept.
He just took me through Christmas past. All right, that's all he did.
I also have a story about that where I was not the one doing the drags, but I had friends in front of me that did hash cookies and then watched Edward Norton's Hulk, Marvel's Hulk, and I still like imprinted in my mind. My favorite Marvel memory is the moment Edward Norton first becomes the Hulk. Just their look as they turn around and were just like. Wow. Edward Norton is the Hulk now. It's like, they're not dealing with, like, just this look in their eyes, and all it said was, they're not dealing with Edward Norton anymore. Now they're dealing with the Hulk. Shit just got interesting.
All right. Next question. Who here met Tony Abbott and said to Tony Abbott, they made me buy a suit so they would let me in the door, and it's your fucking fault? Zach, yes.
Oh, no, Broden went before me. Broden, I'm being the better man.
Oh, okay, Broden, who did
Demi.
Yes, you are correct, Demi. Yes, it was Demi. Yes.
Bravo. That's one of my favorite. Both Tony Abbott and Demi Lana stories. Yes.
Just based on the fact that you thought it was me that said Zach first and it was second and then I gave it to Broden, I just want to check, is there a best and fairest award? I might not win it.
I should. All right, next question. Who here got drunk with the Harlem Globetrotters?
Zach.
Oh,
yes,
fuck.
Zach.
I'm going to go Ben Russell.
No, that was
Michelle.
Yeah,
I remember that now. Michelle. I was going to say Michelle.
I think I texted you, Broden.
Yeah,
because you were the only friend I had who cared. Ben's just returned in an old man mask.
This is how long we've been recording. All right, next question. Who once had a naked man knock on their door and say, "Hi, I'm your neighbor"?
Buzz, Zach.
Yes, Zach.
That just sounds like some Demi shit right there.
No, that's your friend Broden. That's a point off Zach there, yeah.
Yes, it's a true story, Josh. I woke up at 5 in the morning one day and a naked man was at my door. He said, "I sleptwalked onto the street last night. I live next door to you. Can I get through to your apartment on the balcony?" And I said, "Oh, okay." It was like 6. I just let this naked man in. And then... he jumped onto my balcony, jumped over the thing, and I never saw him again.
Did you sneak a peek?
Yeah, I looked at his penis.
I was at a hotel in Adelaide, and I went to go down the lift in the middle of the night, and the lift door was opened and revealed a naked man and also a regular lady, and they weren't together.
This is a question to both of you. Did you see his bumhole?
Yeah.
Was he covering his...
Okay, so like he was naked. He walked naked onto the street, woke up. I heard this story later from his friend because he came to a Donna show. He's like, I think... Because from his perspective, he got naked, woke up, ran to his friend's house and said, "Can I have some undies?" And then got undies, ran back, opened the door of his neighbour, and he's like, "That's Bron from Auntie Donna." And then came through. It was all very... It was an interesting
morning. So he wasn't actually naked.
He was naked.
Liar.
He was naked.
That for attention.
He slept walk outside
he
naked.
He did that for attention.
If he was naked and he knocked on your door, would you offer him a pair of your underwear?
Yeah, for sure. Or a towel or whatever he wanted.
What about
my neighbor?
What about a hand?
I'd jack him off.
Till he came.
If a man came to my front door, said, "Jack off my penis." I go, "Well, all right."
I'm really glad there was more to that story, though, because when it was first described to me, I just thought it was like, "Hello, neighbor. My name's Jim. nice to meet you. If you ever need anything, knock on my door." And then he went back to his apartment, which would have been a sex crime. So I'm glad he needed
to get
back
to his
house.
For some reason, when I first saw that, I always see him. When I first heard that as well, I just see him standing there naked, not covering anything, just very confidently.
Yeah.
This poor man who has like sleepwalk. It'll be the poor guy. He would have been so embarrassed. And if he's listening, good on you.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, everyone.
Hughes is here. If you do sleepwalk, though, maybe wear some pajamas. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what if you get hot?
Don't want to be looking at your penis.
Well,
I'm
Broden
Gillian.
I'm Broden.
I'm Broden.
Looking at your penis.
I think I've got a good bloody Broden Kelly. Bloody.
I've got Broden Kelly.
I'm looking at your penis. Kelly.
Jeez, I have to deal with one in my job. I don't need four.
Next question. While in LA, who had a Hispanic man make them chase a chicken down the road?
Michelle.
Mark.
Yes, Michelle.
Demi?
Yes, you are correct. That was Demi.
Was I there? Was that when we were staying at Thingo's house?
Yeah, but I think you'd gone to the coffee shop that we were.
Oh, yes, $10
a coffee. Sort of near. Yes, $10 of coffee.
Yes.
In Koreatown, and so I was walking down the road, and you know where that that food truck was near where we were staying. There was a chicken came out of a window, and this Hispanic man was like, "Get it!" And I was like, "Why?" And he was like, "I need it." And so I like chased
get
this
it.
Chicken.
Why?
And I was like,
I need
oh.
it.
I was like, okay. And like picked up the chicken and was like, yeah.
And then you coming
and he was
back?
Like,
and you're like,
that's the most.
Well, I have to chase the chicken. And I was like, what? You're like, I'll show you. And he showed me where the chicken is.
Get it.
Just stop
like,
that hill.
And then he took the chicken from me and he was like, thank you. And he put it back through a window where his like 2-year-old child was like, thank you. And like took the chicken. And then he gave me a free Diet Coke from the food
that's
truck.
Nice. Nice.
And our last question for the game. Who here once angered Menulog because they didn't like this person singing?
Broden.
Mark.
Yes, Broden. Yeah,
Zachary.
Yes,
Zachary.
You are right, yes.
Fuck.
Zachary.
Fuck.
What?
Why?
This is the ad.
He's been chomping at the bit to say this in some sort of media for like 2 years, I reckon.
We just got a podcast like ad deal with another delivery service, and I'm like, thank God I can now fucking rip into Menulog. I did a voiceover job and it was the fun. Like, my agent called me and they're like, are you interested in voiceover? I'm like, it's not really my jam. Like, it's singing. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely not a professional singer. I haven't sung in a very long time and I've done a lot of damage screaming with Auntie Donna. Like, no, they don't want a professional singer. That's what they want. I'm like, all right, I'll record it. But I'm not a professional singer. Like, they don't want that. And then I went into the recording studio and they were like, hey, and they played the ad for me that it was based on, this radio ad. And the guys couldn't sing. They were not good singers. That was the bit. And I was like, oh, thank God. So I get into the studio and they're like, oh, just so you know, because you have to fly overseas for a tour this afternoon and you've moved this forward, we're going to have a meeting with the Menulog people while you're recording. So I'm in there and I'm like singing badly. And then they come in, the execs, they were with a delivery service. I don't want to say which one. And they came in. And they were just like, they just sat down and the first thing they said, like, before we listen to this guy, we just want to say, did you get all our emails about the fact that we want a professional singer? And they were so mad at them. And they're like, yeah, 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 this guy can't sing, but he'll be able to play the joke better. And then they were like, but this guy can't. Like, no, and then it was more like, this guy can sing. They're like, don't worry, this guy can sing. And then they clicked into the studio. They're like, you can sing, yeah? And I was just like, yeah. And I proceeded to spend the next hour trying to sing as good as Guy Sebastian. Just R&B soul. If anything, I can maybe do a little bit of like music theatre set, but I'm trying to do R&B soul.
I wish I was there for this. This is so funny.
It was traumatic, and I've never done voiceover since. It was the worst thing that could ever happen to someone.
So there you go. Fuck you, Menu Log. You absolute cunts.
Just before we find out whether I won or not, I just wanted to say that recently I've been doing a bunch of voiceover lately, and I did one recently for Aldi. Oh, I don't even know whether I'm allowed to say this, but I don't care. And then I heard
good chance
I think it's
you're not.
Probably fine, but I recently I heard the ad come on, and I was like, "Oh, I'm in this." And then I was listening to a podcast, and the next podcast played, and they had pitched my voice down to make me sound like a man. And it was just like me going, oh, hello. And then the end of the ad was me going, oh, okay. And then the ad finished, and the podcast was my podcast. It made me sound like a bloke, and then it was just more me.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's very funny.
At the end so of funny. The game, the scores are, Zach, you're on 2 points.
Mm. Okay, great, fantastic.
Demi, you're on 3 points. Ben, you're on 4 points. Mark on 5 points. Broden on 8 points. But our winner on 9 points, it's Michelle.
How?
Oh, my God.
I know each of you intimately.
Very good,
now,
Michelle.
Now, Michelle, because you win, you can promote whatever you want to promote. What have you got to promote?
Choose carefully, Michelle. Choose
remember
very
a part you may have had
very
in a
carefully.
Show.
A part I've had in a show.
A part you've had is in a show that maybe would be good to come again if more of them were made, but you know, who knows where that will
are you
happen
bribe
or
are you saying
happen.
I'll only get to be in the second season if
saying
I promote
anything, Michelle. I'm not
saying,
anything, Michelle.
I think you should go into your little telly room and you should go onto the Netflix and you should watch Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Oh, you didn't have to say that, Michelle. You didn't have to say that.
I think you should only watch the episode called Olympics. Only
three.
That one.
No, they're all good. They're all good.
Yeah.
I only watched that one.
Gosh, I'd love to be able to plug that show, but I'm actually the only one on the call that can't, Josh, so I'm so sorry. But anyway, I'd love to be considered for the future if it,
organise a visa for Demi.
But,
the bit's finished.
Get yourself a visa, Demi. Get yourself a green card.
Excuse me.
Yes, Michelle.
No.
Can I actually promote my show?
Yes.
Oh, boring.
It's, Stupid Old Studios presents. You can go to the thing on my Instagram and you can watch Double Denim, A Very Fancy Dinner Party on demand. And it's a good show. It's in a live theatre with a small live audience and there's lights. It's not some bullshit like Zoom stand up from your room. It's really nice and it's really good. And I'm really proud of it. And do watch Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun because they need a second season with a big budget so that they can get us all visas.
Yeah.
And get Demi over. So Demi, let's talk about your pod. Before we go into the Auntie Donna,
do you really want to do that?
Big Soft Titty.
.png. You have to get the whole name in there. It's called Big Soft Titty. .png. Recently recommended by Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, speaking of Paul F. Tompkins, he's in a TV show, right?
Recently.
Yeah, all of my friends were in a TV show. I wasn't, but all of the people that I know and respect and love were in a TV show. I wasn't actually invited, but. But yeah, Paul F. Tompkins was in a TV show called Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Excellent.
I know season one. If not, get fucked and leave just you joking. Dogs. Please just kidding. Watching. Please keep watching.
Ben Russell, where can people find you?
The Grub Podcast.
Yes.
Check
also,
it out.
Also, your stream, Ben. Your stream.
Yes, I have a stream. And Demi has a stream as well.
Yeah.
Demi?
I have a stream.
Yeah,
but
me
I
and Ben have a stream.
We stream on
that's
Twitch.
Good.
Demi is
this is on Twitch.
Demi Lardner and I'm Bond Member. And we love to Twitch and play play a game or twang.
Debbie and I stream every second Friday together. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's Mac and Drimbus's bi-weekly Fridays.
Yeah, come check it out.
I think
pricks.
We decided to call it.
All right.
Come check it out, you stupid fucking cunts.
And now, boys who have yet to plug, is there anything you have to plug?
Nah, no, honestly.
Nah, I think,
all right,
I can't
thanks everyone for
anything.
Coming. Thanks for playing. No. Auntie Donna's, what's it? Big old house of fun? Did I get it right?
Yeah. I think it's called the printer
if
shop.
If I could actually, yeah, it's a Netflix show.
I watched all six in one sitting.
Same.
I recommend
did
doing
you?
That. Yep.
Yeah,
the night
I did
it came
too.
Out. And I sent messages to two of you saying the poster scene killed me. I was very much laughing a lot out loud in that.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I liked it
Thank
too.
Thank you all for playing today. This
I've got one more thing to promote, Josh.
So much
one more
fun.
Thing.
Yes, Zach.
Sorry. It's just dropped on Netflix. It's The Crown Season 4. Now, I know some
really
of you
good.
Felt that Season 3 was a little episodic, but that show always lives and dies on its prime ministers. We've got
Thatcher and Diana.
We've got Diana.
Mm. Now,
it's really going to be a masterpiece.
I've heard a rumor that
you
three boys are playing William and Harry.
Yes.
They asked me to audition. They asked me to audition. I was.
You at school.
An exam.
He had an Auntie Donna exam. He asked us, and we said we can't move the Auntie Donna exam.
All right, everyone watching this, go
exam.
And watch Auntie Donna on Netflix. Do it.
Thank
if you.
You
haven't seen it, do it now.
Our email back and forth, Josh, I think I'm going to get these people in. We're all going to do it. And I've never been so sure of how something's going to go in my life. Like, this has gone exactly how I expected it to go.
I love it.
There's like, in the same way you said stolen, you've gotten in like, it's like four out of six. Four out of six of your guests are the one you only get one of. Michelle Broden and one of us.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.